You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Dog Pound, your team made only two game-changing plays yesterday, which means your game-changer
multiplier
is three times today only at Horseshoe Casino. Make sure to get to Horseshoe today and redeem your game-changer multiplier. Lowest of the season, not a surprise, coming out of that debacle against the Cincinnati Bengals. 216-578-0850, Randy and Zania. Welcome to CBD.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just didn't have a good feeling before the game even started because they, you know, announced that the Browns had deferred to the second half. And I thought, you know, with the fans being fired up to see Manziel and you know, I thought they should have tucked the ball first because as it
the
turned out,
the kid said the
know,
same thing to me. But, you know, yeah. If you get that stop without the Mingo penalty, that ended up being very pivotal. You get the first stop, you get the ball back, and then you have the momentum all of a sudden. You've held serve. And that, and then the fourth down conversion, it ended up being, I thought, a long drive that broke the back in many ways.
Yeah, because they first showed Manziel over there on the sidelines, and he had his jacket off. He's ready to go. And about 5 minutes later, during the long drive, he had his coat on and just gave him more time probably to get nervous. But also on that first drive, they showed it on the replay, either the second or third play of the game, they showed a blatant hold on Kruger. The guy had his jersey grabbed, or the Bengals would have been looking at third and long on that first down they got, the very first first down they had, and it wasn't called, obviously. And, you know, who knows if we would have got the call and they go three and out, you know, it could have been a different game. But all phases of the game, you know, like you said, we were awful. I didn't realize, I wasn't sure, I guess, how long that we had Sizemore, the third string center, in there. I didn't know if that was his first game or second game he's been in there.
That was his second start, third game that he's been in. He came in against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, because that's that one time they announced, they said, well, you know, with the rookie center, quarterback, a fullback, and two running backs, you know, it's hard for anybody to do anything, you know, with five rookies, you know, right there. But anyway, that's about all I got to say because there wasn't too much to hang your hat on. So appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not an excuse, though. It's not, because we leaned on Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell in Cincinnati as a big part of that victory as well. And so, it's great if you're looking into the future with how young we are and the fact that they're getting this experience. But if Coach Pettine and these coaches choose to have them be a part of a football game and an active part of a game plan, they must fulfill their role.
Absolutely. They've got to, and it was kind of like the opposite game of Cincinnati. The Browns jumped up. They established their will, five runs in a row, touchdown. The Bengals established their will, went off to the races. The Browns unable to recover at any point in this game. Rob in North Olmsted, welcome to Cleveland Browns
Thank
Daily,
you.
Driven
How
by Liberty Ford.
Are you surviving after that disaster last night?
I'm obviously not happy today there. And again, people, you know, it's like on Twitter, everybody, oh, well, how are you going to spin this? How are you going to defend that? I don't think anything went well. I thought it was bad. I thought it was an unbelievably bad performance, and it was certainly bad.
And getting worse. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next week. I can't wait to see. But I have a question. I gave up on the Browns 5 years ago. I haven't watched them. I would pay attention to the scores, obviously, but I started watching this year. I thought they gave me some hope back, the good old Cleveland hope was back. And are they worse now than they have been in the past 5 years or last year, do you think?
Are they worse now?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all. This team definitely made some strides, and there are things to be excited about. I don't think that that's the case at all. This was just a very, very bad performance. There's no question. It was a horrific performance from this team. And I know that a lot of people who hate Johnny Manziel think this is a great time to jump all over him. Was Johnny Manziel good? No. Was his play acceptable? No. But it was first start for him as a rookie, and it was bad. It was probably worse than he ever thought it could possibly be. And that's what happened. That's what you saw out there. I don't think any quarterback, maybe Aaron Rodgers could have tried in this game, but I think he would. I don't think that was one player was the issue. The Browns were dominated in every facet of the game. You couldn't get off the field. They converted their third downs. They converted on fourth down twice when they needed to, and they ran and did whatever they wanted.
And I think for what it boiled down to for me, again, just to make that heavyweight fight analogy again, is One team came in with a chip on their shoulder, wanting revenge. We've heard all the comments, or you could see it all game long and post game from the defensive side of the football for the Cincinnati Bengals. How that hearing of Johnny Manziel and everything that Johnny is and what he's going to do and how prepared they're going to have to be and the money signs. It was obnoxious how many times the Bengals felt they needed to rub that in Johnny's face. And it was also, too, but again, it just goes to show that one team, when motivated properly, can show up and do what a lot of people didn't think could be done, and that was dominate this defense and the growth that they had had all season long the way they did. But then also, too, is, yes, we haven't been the same without Alex Mack, but we've shown, shades of good play and, consistent play. But now they just made us look consistently bad for an entire football game. And there's not one play that you can say, wow, our offensive line protected Johnny, or wow, look at the hole that Crowell or West ran through. It was just penetration upon penetration upon penetration. And when it comes down to, as cliche as it sounds, win your one-on-one battle. And the Bengals, as an 11-on-11, they won those one-on-one battles 9 times out of 10.
10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
That's basically what
happened.
I was
giving us a bit of credit.
You're getting a little bit of love there?
Yeah,
all right, let's go to RJ in Brook Park.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, man.
I disagree with you. There was one wow moment yesterday that was game ball worthy.
The fan?
That fan.
Yes.
That kept Jeremy Hill from leaping into the dog pound.
I'm going to say two. There was that one, and then there was also two. It was the gentleman who returned from serving our country who got reunited with his family.
Yeah, there were two great
moments. Yep.
Two great moments in a rather ugly game. I was still waiting for the refs to throw the flag on the fan for hands to the face. But whoever that guy was, I think he deserves a game ball for yesterday.
Yeah, he certainly does. The Browns fan deserves a game ball, no question about that. The
soldier, he played
like
a Brown yesterday.
He did. He wouldn't have any of it, and I thought that was good. Yeah, it was just one of those back to the drawing board. And, I wonder, Matt, do you think from a player standpoint after a game like Indianapolis that you should have won, that you had every opportunity? How big of a hangover factor is there?
It's hard to say, and I think in this case it'd be a full-on excuse if that was something that we brought up at this point. And the reason I say that is because of the amount of energy and buzz that surrounded this football team because of one move by the coach and one player that was going to be inserted in this football game. So, I talked about it to you in a break. I think our defense playing the way they did against Indianapolis, was it one of those where it's like they shot all their bullets to beat the Colts. To make that statement and to not have it reciprocated on the other side of the ball and you lose that game, there's an emotional aspect that comes into play. And then also, too, maybe some type of, spite in regards to how you look at your offense, even with Johnny Manziel, because of their lack of production. And then they went out, and when the going got tough, the defense is like, man, we've been going tough for 5 or 6 weeks now to keep us in football games and to keep us this dream alive that we have. We just don't have it today. We need that offense to step up. And it was as bad on the other side of the ball as it was on defense.
It was. It was just a nightmarish performance from the Cleveland Browns. And it's interesting because I got to talk to a lot of the players because people are now tweeting that the team tanked the game because in protest of Johnny Manziel. That's couldn't be farther from. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Laughable.
It's laughable, and it's just not true. They were actually very excited about Johnny Manziel getting his first start, and it was as bad as could be on both sides of the ball in every facet in every phase for this team. Let's go. Is it Sevy or is it Chevy? Is it our guy in New Jersey?
Me.
Who?
Chevy.
Chevy, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Good. You know what? For some reason, that game didn't bother me. I got more respect for Coach Pettine than any other coach in the league. The way he's held this team together, and, let's face it, since he has a much better roster than we do, they're more physical, they have more speed and talent. And what about that play Buster made on A.J. Green in the end zone?
Buster played very well. When Joe Hayden went out, he locked down A.J. Green. Pierre Desir came in and played corner for the first time all year. I think those corners were the best part of the game yesterday.
Exactly. And when you look at our roster, we don't have the strongest roster in the NFL. And you look at the way Pettine has hung in there against good teams. I think it forces us to take a good, hard look at our roster. And Manziel has to become a student of the game if he plans on making it in the NFL. So it's not. I think it's all positive.
I don't know about
all positives, but I think there are some things about, you know, what's going on, you know, in terms of evaluating. I think it's clear now that when the Browns play a physical team on both sides of the ball at the point of attack, they have problems. Jacksonville, Houston. Houston beat the Browns up and kind of got swept under the rug because then you go down and you get Atlanta, a little bit of a softer team, and then Buffalo was physical defensively, not offensively in terms of their ground game, and then you got a physical team, another team that was not physical in the Colts, and this one was very similar to the Houston game. The Browns just beaten up at the point of attack and dominated.
I can't say that I agree with Chevy's take. There is no way that if you are a fan of this football team and you just watch the Browns and want them to do well, or you understand the intricacies of a football team, that you can be okay with what happened yesterday and it not dig. It digs in me, and I don't bleed at yet, you know, brown and orange, and it digs at me because I want to see this team do well. I do believe that Pettine has done a great job. Can he do better? Absolutely. He's got to have this team ready to play. And I think with what was at stake yesterday, if they were mathematically out of the playoffs and they go lay an egg like that, it doesn't sting as bad. But because it was the Battle of Ohio, because of what you did the last time you played that football team, and also, too, what was at stake to keep that dream alive, to keep that hope alive of finishing 3-0, yes, you need help, but at least at the end of the day, you can lay your head on a pillow and say, we took care of the business that was in front of us. And the first challenge, you failed completely as a team, coach to the 53rd man on the roster.
There's really no other way to say it. That's what it was. It was an unacceptable
failure.
Performance. It was. And it's a pass-fail league. And this was a failure for the Browns. When we come back, we're going to get back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still to come at 1:45, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, will join us on the roundtable brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jervish is not in today, tending to a family issue. We wish him the best, and we will continue to break down this game, hear your thoughts, hear your vent, etc., about the Cleveland Browns, who really struggled. Had a big and ultimately a nightmarish performance against the Bengals yesterday at First Energy Stadium.